Report: College students have held 43 anti-cop protests since June. By Tom Sakata on November 20, 2020. A recent analysis of campus protests revealed that there have been more than 40 protests against police on campuses around the nation since June. Many of the student protesters have called on administrators to disarm, defund, and even abolish campus police departments. According to a report by the College Fix, there have been 43 campus protests to call for police reform since the death of George Floyd at the end of May. Floyd's death sparked a national protest movement that was supported by movements like Black Lives Matter. Many of the campus movements have made extreme demands. Some even called for a complete abolishment of campus and local police departments. Student protesters at Washington University in St. Louis, Northwestern University, Harvard University, and UC Riverside have all urged their communities to disband their police forces. Other student movements echoed the popular defund the police refrain that emerged this year in the wake of Floyd's death. Students at the University of Michigan urged administrators to both disarm and defund their campus police force. A protest effort at the University of Oregon similarly called on administrators to defund the campus police department. Breitbart News reported in July that 50 students at Duke University had called on administrators to abolish the campus police department. Let us state this unequivocally: originating in slave patrols, policing is inherently rooted in white supremacy and cannot be reformed, the protesters wrote in a statement. Thus, the only avenue towards justice is abolition. Breitbart News reported in June that the Oakland Unified School District abolished its police department. The district's school board passed the George Floyd resolution to eliminate Oakland School's police department, which would redirect funds from the 10 officers that have previously worked in the school to various restorative justice efforts. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.